Phoneboy Speaks, episode 406, App.net does comments.
A couple times a year, the folks from App.net host a hackathon. So they invite developers to come to their offices in San Francisco and be in a room for several hours and just try and build cool stuff. And I'm actually waiting for somebody to summarize all the different projects that occurred. And this happened on Saturday. And the one that I found out about that I'm really excited about is this. It's a project called Comet, and it's a commenting system for blogs based on app.net. Now, if you've been on a site and you've used Discuss, it's kind of the same thing, right? So Discuss is a third-party commenting system that you can integrate into any site. If you don't like their commenting system or they don't have one, if you're using a static page system, then Discuss was your only option. And I don't have a problem with Discuss per se, except that I don't know where the money's coming from. And so there's, maybe they've got some people that pay for it or whatever, but I'm using it for free, and so, it could go away at some point. What I like about using app.net is that I know that I'm personally paying as a member to use it every year. Now, of course, you don't have to, and that's sort of the beauty of this commenting system. It works very much like Discuss. You put a line of, or in the case of a Discuss, you actually put several lines of code in your system, and for this one, you simply, it's just one line of calling an external script, and there you go. And all of a sudden your page has comments on it. Now, right now it is, it's still alpha. So unfortunately you need an app.net account to actually see the comments, not to mention comment on the comments. So this is something that I assume, will clean up some of this stuff. And I mean, obviously you'll have to have an app.net account to post, but that's okay. Right. I mean, it seems to work fairly well for being, something that was hacked together. I assume it'll improve over time. And, I think when I see that it is posted as app.net comments or whatever is the name of the app that posts the things. And it actually, when you post a comment, it actually posts it to your public timeline. And so other people can see that you're commenting. So I've enabled it on this particular, the show notes for this page, right? If you go to phoneboy.com/PS/406, instead of the Discuss commenting system, you'll see this one. And I've also did a blog post earlier in the day to that actually has this as well, and there's you can see some comments in there. So anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing how this develops. I like using app.net because it's plumbing, right? It's really and I'd like to see more people use it. It's social plumbing, and I'd rather not have all these disparate systems. I like having all the different apps, but I'd like having all the data in one place. And that's what I like about app.net. That's what I want to continue to see with app.net. But it's going to be it's going to be a little while, I think, before it fully catches on. But so I guess you can leave a comment on this particular entry and have it in the show notes. So you can or it'll be in the show notes there, and you can. You can sign up for app.net if you don't already have an account, but it's you can sign up for free. You don't need to, the only limit I think is you can only follow 40 people with a microblogging product, and you only get 500 megs of file storage space. If you pay the $36 a year, it's you get 10 gigs, and you can follow as many people as you want. But anyway, I highly encourage you to check it out and see what, just see what happens. And, and I really hope that this develops, into something really cool. And just get yet another excuse or another reason to have and use an app.net account.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.